This is unlike any exchange in the world. Okay? And the idea is this, is that we have a global exchange, and we are launching in all countries what's called a venture exchange. Because we believe that this market will rocket, and we believe that every ecosystem has to be in one country. The idea of the public sending money internationally to exchanges is laughable, and it will probably be illegal. Does that make sense to you? So we think, okay, so in the UK, what do you want? Okay, what you have to have is that platform, so currently you can invest, okay? So you go on this platform, nice and simple, buy a bundle, fantastic. Yeah? Does that make sense? Log into your account. The other thing you need to be able to do is to turn around and say, okay, well, how can I sell my coins? Well, there's two ways that can happen. You can either, as a company, you can either own your own exchange, or you can have a relationship with an exchange or no relationship with an exchange. Does it make sense? So fundamentally, we're about the crowd and the public. So our most important thing is the investment platform. But we also want to be in the exchange business because we think the market is going to change to crowd finance. And if it works in crowd finance, you need to be able to have what's called a small cap token exchange. So you have the global crypto, like Bitcoin. You have local crypto. So this is a local, this is Man United coin. Okay? This is City of Bristol coin. This is British Airways coin. Well, not really British Airways because they're quite international. But this is Agritech International. Raising money based in Wolverhampton, and them raising money. No one outside this market gives a shit about them, okay, if you didn't hear about them. And the problem is that you can actually use a coin, but also you can use shares. And the thing is that if you have a small capitalization shares, the problem with crowdfunding is that if I go on a crowdfunding platform, you raise the money, my problem is my shares are tied up for 5 to 7 years. There's no liquidity. So one of the things they said, this came out of the US, is that they wanted a system whereby I could list my shares on some exchange. It's not like the London Stock Exchange, but it's some exchange that allows me to do it. Okay? And they called that a venture exchange.
There you go.
Okay? And it's a common, and what makes it real, at the moment the UK has what's called a small cap exchange. It's called the NSX, and I know that's because I've listed two companies on it, all right? And it has major flaws. And its major flaw is the fact that here's the exchange, and here's the brokers, and here's the public. And the problem is, in small cap shares, the brokers don't give a shit about you. It doesn't work. Your public has to be next to the exchange. So I've designed this for 2 years. I've been waiting for this for 2 years. So we have a system whereby you have a venture exchange and a global exchange. And what you do is you launch one in every country, and all of them share the same technology. All of them share the same legal knowledge and compliance and all that sort of stuff. And then what you do is you link them. And then what you do is you link these things, okay, together. So if you list an agritech product here, okay, what happens if you list a problem in the UK, if anyone in the world of DAXI is interested in agritech, they get sent the details. And how can someone in Australia, how can they invest in the UK? So the UK operation, maybe they want to raise £4 million, okay? And we just say, okay, well, you need to raise £1 million in DAC. And the reason why we want to do that is we have a whole crowd of people that own DAC coins, but also we're going to show it to everyone in the world who on their preferences says, send me anything agri-tech. Does that make sense to you? And not only do they can they invest in it, they can invest on it because it gets listed on a DAX exchange. Okay? And if they want to sell it, they can sell it on that exchange, that's in DAC, and immediately send it back to Australia. Get it? And not only that, we have a special system that I came up with in 2017, which would allow the British Venture Exchange, which we launched at the end of this year, which allow a system whereby if you've got, you know, a big account, let's say Deloitte's Manchester has a client that wants to raise it, we have a system where they have a platform, a standard platform, where all they have to do is input the idea, and we look after all the funding and all the technology and all the listing, that it's all automated.
The tech coin that you mentioned there earlier is the global tech coin.
Yeah.
And is there, sooner or later you'll come to the ceiling of the number of coins that you're producing. Would there be an opportunity to increase that?
Yeah, we probably would, if we increased it, it would be before we list it. Okay.
Okay.
So we have the ability to do that. Because currently it's all controlled by us, but we probably wouldn't do it after listing.
Okay.
It's always possible, but we'd probably do it after listing. And you'd have to have just because you hit a ceiling, there's no other reason to increase the number.
Yeah. There's 10 billion now.
10 billion. The challenge, I always thought 10 billion was, I always knew that either may be a lot or a little. The reality is that if you can imagine the UK, so you have the British Venture Exchange, okay, so the plan is to launch this at the end of the year, okay? So we just need to get the Australian one, so we're pioneering the Australian one first, okay? Because not only do you separate the exchanges, you have to separate the wallets. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? So all those portfolios have to sit in the UK, all right? And the reason why they need to sit in the UK is why? What's that?
Maybe the legal.
Yeah. It's because, you know, if this has got £3 billion of the public's money, the FCA, as it's known, the British FCA do not want that money overseas.
Yes.
Okay. And so because it's in crypto, it's too easy to steal, it's too easy to all that sort of stuff, so it'll have to be in the UK. So for us, so we'll have this exchange plus an investment platform, which is what we've got at the moment, but it'll just become more sophisticated, and underneath would be a crowd that deals with it, okay? And so some of these projects will come from our platform, but others will come from other companies. So if other shares are being listed by crowdfunding companies, or if other companies are launching crypto coins in the UK, we'll list them. So by the end of the year, any crypto in Australia that's launched in Australia will be launched on this. So we will actually have a bundle, which is it's called the Aussie Bundle. We intend to launch that in November, and we'll be the only crypto exchange or platform that takes all the Aussies guys and say, we'll promote your coin. All the other exchanges don't.
And anyone can buy that?
Yeah, and the whole idea is anyone can buy that. Because the whole concept is like, you got to fundamentally do good. And if you really want to do good in the UK, the best thing we could do would be to list 1,000 innovative companies, to help 1,000 companies not raise £250,000, to raise £5 million. Because small companies don't need £250,000, they need £5 million. The only problem is it's controlled by the VC industry. So the idea is that we'll be in direct competition with the net. Okay, beyond no illusions. And I'm not worried about that because I know the weakness of their model.
So are you in competition with?
Oh, there's a thing called the Next. It doesn't matter. It's an exchange. And there's a reason why it was called the OFX and then it was called the Plus. And it was, when it was the Plus, it was owned by Michael Spencer, who owns Ender Capital. And Ender Capital was the world's largest derivatives broker. And he used to be my broker. And he's one of the most impressive guys. He's the richest self-made man in the UK, in the city of London. And if he can't make it work, no one can make it work. And he can't make it work because it's flawed. Okay? So this is what we're doing. So the whole idea here is all about Australian innovative opportunities. So this our when it's the BVX, so this will be BVX powered by DAXI, British innovative opportunities. Okay? Cool. And we'll be working with crowdfunding companies and all that sort of stuff. Our platform will also work with crowd lending opportunities and all this sort of stuff. Anyone who has good deals, show them to us. We don't care. We don't care because whoever you are, you have to come through dragons. And the dragons don't give a shit about you, they give a shit about the crowd. Make sense? Cool. So this is Tim.